Easy. So if you miss Crosstalk, legal news or views, or just the tips, listen to the podcast the next day. Go to WAOVAM.com and find your podcasts.
You're listening to the Talk of the Town, 97.7 FM and 1450 AM WAOV Vincennes and 97.3 FM WAOV Washington.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. Protests at the U.S. Supreme Court. The court hearing a second major case on abortion rights out of Idaho since the end of Roe v. Wade nearly 2 years ago.
The Biden administration, through Secretary Becerra, issued regulatory guidance now telling all of these states that had trigger laws that put new restrictions on abortion in place, saying if your hospitals get Medicare money and somebody shows up and needs to be stabilized through the use of an abortion, you have to, regardless of state law, perform those abortions.
Fox's Shannon Bream outside the high court. Pro-Palestinian protests taking place at Yale University this hour in New Haven, Connecticut. A protest taking place today at Columbia University. We reported that Tent City remains in place on campus. The school extending the deadline 48 hours, saying they had progress with talks of leaders of that student protest. America's listening to Fox News.
Is reviewing life insurance on your to-do list? Now's the perfect time to add it. A friend recently told me that securing life insurance sooner rather than later can help you lock in lower rates for years to come. So I bumped this up on my list and got it done. I called SelectQuote and couldn't believe how easy and affordable life insurance is. I'm 40 and got a $500,000 policy for $16 a month. My husband's also 40, and his $500,000 policy was only $18 a month. Plus, with SelectQuote's same day coverage, there was no medical exam required, and we were covered by the time we hung up. Knowing I have this checked off my list feels amazing, but the peace of mind knowing my family is protected feels even better.
Call SelectQuote at 1-800-743-8080. That's 1-800-743-8080. Or go to SelectQuote.com to get your free quote today. 1-800-743-8080. Details on example rate at SelectQuote.
From the WAOV News Center, I'm Tom Lee reporting. A crowd of almost 1,500 students learned about jobs during the recent career fair at Vincennes Lincoln High School. The students from all four Knox County school corporations heard from representatives of 100 different businesses and groups. Of those representatives gave the students career information, work-based earning advice, and also job availability information that also includes possible apprenticeships for the students, especially in the later years of high school. The students also participated in hands-on activities during that day. The Pace Community Action Agency is holding sexually transmitted infection, or STI, clinics throughout the rest of April. That is part of April being National STI Awareness Month. Right now, one in five individuals will get a sexually transmitted infection. The testing is free and confidential and through various Pace Health Connection locations. And the Indiana Department of Transportation reminds all in the area to watch for restrictions and closures as part of NDOT's coming construction season. We've got more at WAOVAM.com. I'm Tom Lee, WAOV News.
B. Faulkner GMC is your place for our biggest dealer discounts, biggest manufacturer rebates, and biggest inventory. Spring on over to SteveFaulknerGMC.com.
Don't you love it when it goes your way?
At Steve Faulkner Buick, you'll get our biggest dealer discounts, biggest manufacturer rebates, and biggest inventory. Spring into your savings at SteveFaulknerBuick.com.
Don't you love it when it goes your way?
The WAOV forecast now from the Brian Stevens Erie Insurance Weather Center. We'll see a high of 65 today with sunny skies moving in, mostly clear tonight. A low near 39, and for tomorrow, it will be mostly sunny. High of 66 Friday, a chance of rain at 70%, and a high of 74. It's Candidates Forum tonight at 6 before the Civitan Radio Auction, WAOV.
Welcome back to the Morning Chat with Ed Ballinger on 97.7 FM, 1450 AM, WAOV in Vincennes, 97.3 FM in Washington. Mike Morris and Rich Chatton from the Knox County Council, our guests this segment. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Morning, Ed.
All right. So what's going on with you guys?
Well, we're just out here at, enjoying the sunshine in Knox County today. So it's a great day. So yep.
Rich called me this morning. Said, "Hey, you want to go talk to Ed?" I said, "Absolutely,
absolutely."
So we loaded up and came down to see what you're up to.
Yeah. So what are you doing?
I just want to know what's going on in the county. You know.
Well, a couple of things that we'll talk positive stuff. So at Ready Money was awarded here a couple weeks ago for our district. We got $15 million to be split up with us and four other counties, Pike being our closest neighbor, for different projects, infrastructure, housing, those kind of projects that still to be named, nothing official on those. And there's another, Lily's got some money out there for blight relief and arts and stuff as well too, that's waiting to be granted. So we're hoping to capture some of that as well too. So I mean, you know, that's exciting. It's good money coming here to the area within our district, and be split up, like I say, between us and four other counties, and Pike being the closest one. So yeah, so we're looking. Chris Paff has done a great job working on that and spearheading our group and there's been a lot of folks that's had great input with that on this round already.
Okay. There's just so much that's going on, really. I mean, but we start a project as with the jail and, you know, community corrections, and it seems like on the surface, it seems like it gets done.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We don't realize all the work that took place behind the scene, though. I mean, and especially a time where you got to remember, this jail was talked about prior to the pandemic, right?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, but how it came about, and then how community corrections, as soon as we get everybody moved in and, I mean, ready to go, is it?
Yeah, community corrections is they had the open house on it out there Sunday, and so you know that's and they're you know folks are in there or all but in there right now, so it's all but finished. Jail same way, just some last minute things that they're finishing up. Just punch list kind of ticky tack items, I guess, that's getting finished up on both of those. So I mean, for all intents and purposes, those projects are now done and again basically on time for all. Considering how things looked there during the pandemic, you know, we're done, we're on time, we're under budget, soft costs wasn't burn up and things like that. So, really, really blessed to have that. And that's taken a lot of teamwork and not a lot of backbiting or anything else. So that's what we've been pretty lucky the last number of years to have everybody, you know, rowing in the same direction. Makes a lot of difference.
Yeah, it does. Hey, you know what? I look at it this way. These projects are done. What do you guys do now? I mean, what's big on the horizon? You have two major projects. Oh, my gosh, they're done.
They're done. Yes, they're done. And money's there to pay, you know, to coming in to pay for those projects. So that's exciting. Space study is probably one of our next steps as far as, you know, now that the old community corrections building is vacated, getting the coroner spot, getting John Streeter's position, getting him moved over there and just getting them a spot, because they have no spot, basically.
I can't believe that.
John was in a broom closet out there. So getting some things like that done, those are cheap, immediate kind of fixes that we're looking for, and then just finishing up, you know, getting numbers back on where we're going to go.
All right. Now, just because you have a new facility, it's not like you want more tenants. that's like, you know, we got a new jail here. Yep. Hey, we can take more. Unless they're paying.
Paying is very good.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, in today's society, that number is going to go up. I mean, it can't be dealt. You know, the crime's not going to go away because they have a new jail. We'll just have a place to incarcerate them until they can be adjudicated and moved on. So it's going to be it's a challenge. Yeah, it's built. It's brand new. It's very nice. Sheriff Fantlin's done a great job working with everybody. But now it comes down to the old, we got to get ready and get them moving.
Yeah.
And how can we help support this? How can we help fund this? And if everybody works together, you won't hear much of it.
So once this is all said and done, does our attention go back now to the old Community Corrections? I mean, really the 100% focus on that building?
Basically, yes. I mean, or just where we're going in general with either that building or the annex or just what we're looking at. More than likely, nothing's going to happen with the old National Bank building down there. Numbers came back on that and was, you know, quite a bit of money as well, too. So I think we can end up doing more with our own properties for same kind of money anyway, or hopefully more reasonable. But we'll just have to – we're still waiting back on solid numbers for that. And but – you know, we've got the property there, and it's all together and close that we can work on that as well, too.
All right. Okay, what else is going on?
Community Crossings. Kelly and I was at the check presentation. We got a big check, so we went to a big bank and to cash the big check. So that's where you got to go for a big check. You got to go to a big bank. So we got that $1.5 million for Community Crossings money this time. They had upped that from the $1 million that we had been getting. So Matt has already, all the bids was laying there on the desk ready to go out as soon as we got the money. And so those bids should be back shortly, and hopefully paving on those will be back to rolling as soon as things get ready to go. So Golf Course Road is probably the major one that's going to be paved with that from the highway all the way back to town.
How much was that again?
$1.5 million. So that's a big number to show up on top of the number we're already getting. So that's great.
But people don't realize how expensive it is
Over $100,000 to do a mile of road. I mean, it takes
that's amazing.
Yeah, that's amazing. But $1.5 million, at least it allows for a big stretch, you know, a big artery like Golf Course or like Windmill or like Run Gun that's been done in the last 3 or 4 years. So those are big stretches to be able to get done that affect a lot of people.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Another big thing coming up will be the juvenile detention side of it. We're working with that now. You know, they have to go somewhere, and with the youth village, our youth village as we know it, mm-hmm. closing down, we've got to find some place to put them. And that's going to be another major thing coming up here pretty soon.
And that's the not positive side of
that's
things.
That's a not positive
that's
side.
That's not positive.
Here comes the clouds. But yeah. It's not positive, but it's a fact that we have to deal with, and we have to look at it, that the infrastructure and the to make it work.
And okay. We've got to be able to keep really high crime juveniles off the streets, and you just can't put a bracelet on every one of them and send them
absolutely
home. There's some of these kids that need a lot of help and need a lot of assistance because of what they've done wrong, and they need to be off the streets. So that's what we're going to have to do with transportation and things like that at this point to make it happen, and that's going to be expensive.
Okay. Wow. All right. Are there any leads? Are there any facilities out there?
Well, there's several facilities out there, but every county's got the same problem we've got, only it's a bigger number. I mean, mm-hmm. you know, the more it's math. If you've got more people, it's just it's all percentages, and they've got more kids, and these beds are full across the whole state. We had one juvenile up in Lake County that we mm-hmm. had to transport up there. You know, that's not an uncommon thing, or they're at least in Indy, or they're just. I mean, there's nothing that's close. Mm-hmm. We've been fortunate for years with the youth village being there that was able to not only save money because we got a good local rate, but at the same time, it was close. You transported them there, you took care of it, and that was it. But now the situation's changed, and you know, the girls over there in parole, they're having probation, you know, just spend hours and hours on the phone trying to get a bed and begging every time something happens. So that's not good, and we're not planning on leaving them in this lurch forever. We're working on different leads and working on different things to hopefully make something happen, but nothing happens tomorrow in this deal.
No, and years ago, when before Youth Village, mm-hmm. we would transport juveniles to Johnson County once or twice a day.
Yeah.
We had one or two deputies on the road continuously transporting juveniles. So it's just going to have to be addressed and figured out.
As you, I guess, time is of the essence, isn't it? I mean, we're just in a situation where Would you say we're backed up against the wall?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And the rules are so strict when you're dealing with youth and juveniles. You know,
yes,
you can't hold them with other, you know, we just can't take them out to the jail and put them in there with other with adult offenders.
So, sight and sound.
Sight and sound out of the way, and you've got to, you know, you've only got so many hours to hold them until you get them play. I mean, there's just rules upon rules that you've got to follow or you're in trouble. So that it's really tough, and it's thrown a lot of people, it's taken a lot of folks to try to make it work, and people working together, and nobody's happy about any of it. That is the problem. But it's the situation. It's the situation we're in, and just trying to do the best we can at this point.
Okay, let's take a break. We'll have more after this on WAOV.
Here's another community event from WAOV. Hope's Voice is looking for victim advocates. The training will introduce you to the agency's philosophy and orientation. Volunteers also required to have criminal background and reference checks. Orientation and ongoing training includes crisis intervention, safety assessment, information and referrals, and more. To set up an interview, call 812-642-4426 for Hope's Voice.
It's their story. We help them tell it with experience, compassion, diligence, and dedication. Vote Joe Millspaugh for coroner, a local public servant for 22 years. With 13 years of experience in the coroner's office, his proven track record, administrative duties, and investigations makes the vote easy for you. On Tuesday, May 7th, vote Joe Millspaugh for coroner.
Paid for by the committee to elect Joe Millspaugh for coroner.
Have you ever missed one of your local shows on WAOV? Ever missed the morning chat, Mark and Mark, or even financial questions, real answers? Well, that's not a problem anymore. WAOV now has our local shows on podcast, and easy to get them. Go to WAOVAM.com, click on the podcast tab at the top to find your show. It's that easy. So if you miss Crosstalk, legal news or views, or just the tips, listen to the podcast the next day. Go to WAOVAM.com and find your podcasts.
Students who can read by the end of third grade are 35% more likely to graduate. I'm Dr. Katie Jenner, Indiana Secretary of Education, here to tell you how reading 30 minutes per day can improve the trajectory of a child's life. Whether you are reading with your child or they are reading independently, this is one of the most important things you can do to help them succeed. So this school year, please encourage your child to continue reading. It's a small habit that makes a big difference.
Sponsored by the Indiana Department of Education and aired by this station.
Hey, listen, I've got an offer that you can't refuse. It's two guys named Andrew Hines and John Yoakum, and they host a show called Just the Tips. It's a way for you to do more business by two guys who know business. It's an offer you can't refuse. Listen to Just the Tips, Wednesday afternoons at 3 with Andrew Hines and John Yoakum, because these two guys mean business. It's Just the Tips, Wednesday at 3 on 97.7 WAOV. Your candidates make their voice heard on the Candidates Forum on WZDM and WAOV. Hi, everyone. I'm Tom Lee. Join me Wednesday and Thursday night as your candidates for Knox County Council and Knox County Commissioners make their voices heard. It's the Candidates Forum, the place to hear the candidates talk about the issues. The Candidates Forum on the original company radio stations.
Indiana.
Have you lost Indiana Medicaid? At healthcare.gov, you can find a low-cost, quality health plan.
Do plans cover doctor visits?
What about emergency care?
And prescriptions?
All covered and more. Plus, with the new law, 4 out of 5 customers can find a plan for $10 or less per month with financial help. Healthcare.gov is here for you. Enroll today for coverage starting the first of next month. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Help DEA keep our community safe and healthy by participating in National Prescription Drug Takeback Day, Saturday, April 27th. Take action right in your own home by cleaning out your medicine cabinet of unneeded medications. Keep them safe. Clean them out. Take them back. Find a collection site near you at DEATakeback.com. Do your part to lower overdose deaths and prevent prescription drug misuse before it starts. That's DEATakeback.com.
Back in the morning chat with Ed Ballinger as our guest segment. Mike Morris, Rich Chatton from the Knox County Council as talking county government. And financially, how are we doing?
Financially, we're actually, for the first time in a long time, since I've been on council anyway, we're in fairly decent shape. We're not robust or anything like that, but it's been a struggle for lots of years, but we're finally, I think we've kind of turned the corner just a little bit, and at least last year was able to give good raises and do things like that, and be able to we kind of went through it last year and took it line by line, which we always did on the budget. But as far as employees and department heads and things like that, where we've just kind of been doing a blanket across the board. Harry wanted to take a little deeper dive into each kind of position and where we were at, and that made a lot of difference to get folks' salary. So we attracted good quality candidates for some of the other positions, and even the bosses themselves and the department heads. So, and that was really good. And it wasn't cheap to do that, but it wasn't just when you're looking at a $17 or $18 million budget, it wasn't a tremendous amount of. But going through and doing that made a little deeper dive to help us. Like I said, attract more quality candidates, for especially department heads and things.
Okay. One of the things that we haven't talked about in a couple months, the ambulance service, that was something that's really, really done well. I mean, that thing is just, I don't know if we could have scripted it any better.
No. They basically said it couldn't be done, and they've got a great plan as far as the numbers and stuff. They're going to be able to stick with those numbers. There was talk of having to go back and renegotiate, but so far so good. Yes, mm-hmm. And they've got a plan for the trucks themselves to rotate them in and out. We purchased an extra truck, so when you do have one down, you've still got four on the road. And it couldn't have went any better it's like a fairy tale book almost. And how you know it's being successful is you don't see on social media about all the complaining and anything else, because that's what people do on social media. You never get on there and tell anybody what a good job they've done. You get on there and complain and sit behind your keyboard and complain. That's what you do.
and then when you respond, they get butthurt.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So, and you don't see that about the ambulance service, because they're doing a good job and they're showing up. And when you talk to the fire chiefs out in the county, they're there, they're doing their jobs, and they're doing it professionally and making things happen and saving lives. They're saving lives. Well,
and also, we got to remember that lit tax also goes for
part of it.
Yep. I mean, that's just part of it.
Part of it.
But also, it goes for public safety, for the sheriff's department, and get those salaries up to where they're competitive.
It's helped in those kind of situations and any other, just some other things we're looking at doing as well. So, and trying to do some combining and just make things as efficient as we possibly can and stretching every dollar. So which it's not hard to spend money right now. As expensive as things are.
We actually have a meeting at 1 o'clock this afternoon, the ambulance oversight committee. So. It's looking good. I mean, all my years being involved in law enforcement, whatever, I say this is the best it has been.
Yeah.
And it's no fault to anybody.
It's no fault of the previous service or anything like that.
More equipment here, more people here, and it costs, but that's not the bottom line. The bottom line is saving lives. Yeah. So.
That's true. I mean, that's the thing.
Partnering with the hospital's been good. I mean, they're here in the community and working with us, and that's what we wanted. It was to have a community partner, and they've been great to work with.
Tim Benefield's been absolutely
what an asset he's been for the community and for the whole service in general. Tim's done a great job.
And again, it's I can't believe how it's just fallen in place. Mm-hmm. I mean. But and then again, I guess when you partner with the hospital, you knew things were going to be.
It was like everything else new. A lot of people were skeptical, but I think it's been proven now that it's working.
Yes.
And it's going to continue to work. And eventually it's going to level out financially and we'll be in good shape.
It's like any new business. There's lots of stuff that you don't know. What you don't know is the volume is on the front end of those things, and it's growing pains. But I think when we come to renegotiate the contract in a couple years, I look for that to be a very smooth process. Mm-hmm. And is it going to cost more money? Well, it's 3 years down the road. It's going to cost more money, probably more than likely.
Yeah. What isn't?
But, what hasn't and what doesn't? But Tim's done a great job working with the Stryker company to lease that equipment and to roll that in and keep things. in service and to keep it all maintained, and that's the benefits of having somebody that knows what they're doing in charge.
Right. Okay. I'm drawing a blank. I mean, road construction. See, I can't always figure out where you start and the commissioner starts.
We write checks. Checks. Okay. And they take care of it.
They pave roads, we write the checks.
Okay. Yeah.
So no use. But it's road construction season. So right. There's been a ton of pipe that's went in, ditches cleaned, things like that, to prepare ahead and think ahead. And that's what Benji did, and that's what Matt's continued to do as far as, you know, if we're going to pave a brand new road and be a long stretch of road, they go in there, they replace all the culverts, they get the ditches dug out. And so 2 years later, when a culvert fails and you've got brand new road, well, then you don't take a 40-year-old sewer out and put it back in and cut new blacktop. So they've done a great job with preparing and have some foresight into what's going on and make sure that we get all the benefit we possibly can out of the roads to make them last, because there's plenty of places to lay blacktop in this county.
And, you know, the bottom line is every county, every entity, you have to have infrastructure.
Yeah.
Without it, it goes to heck in a hurry. And the way things are rolling right now, with some assistance from state money coming in, grant money coming in, commissioners are taking care of that, and we're being able to fund it. So it's hand in hand. It's working out pretty good.
Okay, good. All right. So the projects seem to be going well. This situation with the youth village.
Yeah.
Just that's the one right now. It seems to be the only.
That's the elephant in the room.
Yeah, it really is. It really is, and we're very hopeful. We're in negotiations with a couple of folks that hopefully are going to be able to do something and get us something to help alleviate that. But it's a slow process. that is the flaw. The flaw in the slaw. It is a slow process.
And unfortunately, it's going to cost some.
And it's going to cost money.
But it costs money anyway.
Yes, it's going to cost. Going to cost us. I mean, it was $600,000 last year. I mean, I know that's a surprising, shocking number, and it's going to be more than that this year.
You know, somebody said, "Well, they put that new pod out there. Why can't they put kids out there? You can't put kids in a jail. No. I mean, come on. I mean, no.
Yeah.
I mean, they just."
Like I said, the stack of rules is, it looks like War and Peace. I mean, it's that big of a volume of things. And if you think it's bad for the regular jail, it's 2 to 3 times more for juveniles. And they should have protection. Those kids should have protection.
Right.
But it's just there's a lot of rules.
A juvenile commits a crime as an adult. Okay, now we have to house them differently. Mm-hmm. We have to, and unfortunately, pay more for that individual. Yeah. So, and that's happening frequently around us in our town. It's how many shootings we had critical incidents.
Mm-hmm.
And that costs taxpayer money, and they get separated, juvenile to mm-hmm. almost adult status.
Yeah. Do we know what's going to happen with that land?
The land where?
The
youth village. Yeah, there's a company that's talking to them that's on the verge of getting it bought. So that's one. You know, so that, I'm not sure they run a different deal. So than what this is, mm-hmm. but I don't know.
They're not associated with any kind of law enforcement or any kind of corrections.
No corrections of any time, any kind was what their deal is at this point.
So they're just buying land.
They're buying that. They run, like I say, a different deal, but mm-hmm. It's not recovery or it's not incarceration anyway. It's not what they do.
Okay, this is I think it's a fair question I'll ask. We knew this was going to come eventually, didn't we?
Yeah.
Truthfully.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we've had, since they removed the kids, 2 Augusts ago now or so, mm-hmm. And then, you know, when, no secret, we was talking to them about possibly they're buying it, but I mean, the numbers never could even get close to being right. So the numbers were way out of line to be able to make anything like that happen for the county donor. So.
Okay, got about a minute left. Anything else?
Yeah. It's farming season, so watch, the equipment's going to be on the road, hot and heavy here. We get through this next rainy cold spell, it's going to be Katie bar the door here for long. So be sure to watch equipment on the road. Take some time. Guys are moving as fast as they can. Even if it is 25 miles an hour, they're moving as fast as they can. So just be careful, because it's big equipment, and stay off your phone and watch for equipment.
Next month, Mike, we'll get Richie's PSA for it's Fair Week.
Yes, yes. Oh, yeah.
We're going to be talking about the Knox County Fair.
The annual.
Yes.
We'll be talking about that in May and June. That's all right.
Absolutely.
That's okay.
Absolutely.
But you have to be prepared.
Yeah.
Oh, I know. I just take a couple steps back. Yep. It's yours, man. What do you think?
May 7th election, primary election date, so be sure to get out and vote. You can vote early.
Absolutely.
Vote early, and here on the weekends now on May 7th. Mm-hmm. So if you're on the pulling Republican ticket, there's lots to vote for.
And
so
you can get plenty of places you could go vote.
Plenty of places you can go vote at vote centers.
And
you can vote
it's
anywhere.
Easy.
So it's easy.
It's
so
very easy.
They've made it super easy to do that as far as vote centers go. You can do anything you want.
Just remember, you can't complain unless you vote.
Absolutely.